Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Advocate reports that the health department of Dali, a southern Chinese city in Yunnan province, about 575 miles southwest of Chongqing, was to open a government-funded gay bar yesterday, World AIDS Day, in an effort to reach out to China's increasingly open gay community. One blogger claimed at the time that when the bar actually opens in Dali, nobody will dare show up to patronize it because of all the news reporters that will be there. That seems to be why the planned opening has instead been postponed. Dali is one of the 10 cities with the highest AIDS rates in China, and same-sex transmission accounts for about one-third of those new HIV infections, according to the Chinese Minister of Health. The bar is to offer sex education and free condoms as well as companionship to its patrons, said Dr. Zhang Jianbo, the bar's founder and a physician at the No. 2 People's Hospital in Dali, who hopes that the bar will be a public gathering place for gay men, especially from rural villages who used to gather in a patch of woods near town. Although funded by the government, the bar will be staffed by volunteers from a local non-government organization for gay men called the Good Friend Center that works to prevent AIDS. The China View newspaper reported that the bar has been financed by public funds to the amount equal to $17,576. The deputy director of Health Dali said the city spends the equivalent of $2,929 each year per patient on drug treatment for AIDS. He says, if our bar succeeds in reducing transmission, our money will be well spent. For years, China's gay community has lived in fear of discrimination. According to the China View, statistics showed that 48,000 people had been infected with HIV in 2009, and more than 70% of new infections were through sexual transmission. Dr. Jianbo said, "We might not even sell beverages in the bar. We will turn the bar into a tribune to offer lectures and training to gay people in order to reduce AIDS infections among them." China now has about 100,000 known AIDS cases, but some health experts worry that HIV could spread easily among migrant workers and other hard-to-reach sectors. The government has switched to a strategy of outreach to the gay community as part of efforts over the past few years to fight the spread of HIV. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.